Blog Talk Radio.
Heard it, but it has become the theme song. We shall overcome. We shall overcome. Deep in my heart, I do believe we shall overcome. Though I join hands so often with students and others behind jail bars singing it, we shall overcome. Sometimes we've had tears in our eyes when we joined together to sing it, but we still decided to sing it. We shall overcome. No, before this victory is won, some will have to get thrown in jail some more, but we shall overcome. Don't worry about us. Before the victory is won, some of us will lose jobs, but we shall overcome. Before the victory is won, even some will have to face physical death. But if physical death is the price that some must pay.
This is Dr. Martin Luther King, Dexter Scott King died, and we're going to interview Dexter Scott King as he talked about what happened. And this is the King family speaking about Dexter King, the son of Dr. Martin Luther King, died, and we're going to be talking next.
Yolanda was, you know, in her acting career. Martin, I believe, at the time was on the Fulton County Commission. And so we kind of all looked at Dexter and said, it's all wrong. but we knew because of his business sense that he would be the best person. And so he took the helm, we know, one time and then resigned. But then in 95, he took the helm. And leadership at the King Center in the role that I now am in as the CEO. And Dexter was before his time. Even I didn't understand that. And he had a vision to build something that would bring my father to life through technology. Fast forward today, we understand that. People didn't understand it then. And so he came under vicious attack to the media, self-proclaimed scholars and others who didn't understand because they were focused on, in their mind, they felt his intent was for profit. But Dexter had a prophetic intent. He saw into the future. And had that not been disrupted, we would have had something in this nation that could have been very potent and powerful for where we are today. And so that attack may have slowed things down, but I'm standing here today to say that I'm going to make sure that the vision that Dexter Scott King had will come to pass. And we're going to bring all that to be through the King Center and the work of the King Center, because our world needs it like never before. So I thank him. There were times when people thought we were so opposed. Dexter and I always agreed in principle, always. There were a few times, a couple of times, as you know, we had struggles from a methodological standpoint, but always in principle. But at the end of the day, none of that destroys our love and our respect for each other. I always admired his brilliant mind, his ability to innovate. But I told him this year, I said, Dexter, you, to me, you have the most strategic mind that I know. Dexter was a strategist, and most people didn't understand and know that. And so as I stand here today, on behalf of my brother, Martin Luther King III, the two of us that remain, the next generation, Yolanda Renee King, my entire King family, I want to thank everyone for their love, their prayers, their support, the many texts and calls that I've received, Martin has received, Angela, Alveda, so many of us have received. And know that when I get a moment, I'll text you back. But I want to thank everyone. And this year, I was able to spend some very meaningful and quality time with my brother. And he often told me, and I told him, I love you. And he looked in my eyes and said, I'm proud of you and the work that you've been doing. And you take it for him. I know you're going to do a good job. Keep this legacy going. You got this. The conversations we had, the laughs, the reminiscing, and the brilliance, and in many ways, the protection. He was a fierce protector. He misunderstood, but he loved his family. And he did an excellent job. And his name and his legacy will live. In 1986, when we had that first holiday, he started gathering artists all over the nation to put together that video that you saw that on. That will live because of his vision. King Holiday songs that he is. Was an executive producer for. And what people really don't know, and it fails to understand, Dexter used to always tell us and remind us as a family. Our father was a public figure, but he was a private figure. And when people didn't understand and thought all of his intellectual work belonged to the public, he reminded us that Daddy protected his own intellectual property. He copyrighted and went to court over the I Have a Dream speech. And that we're following in his stead to adequately protect it so it doesn't go off the rails. At least as long as we live and breathe in this first generation. And so continue. And I'm trying to remember what I was going to say. So if it comes back to me, I'll mention it. But I did just want to say, we will continue to advance this legacy in the spirit of our parents. We have now, we're surrounded by a cloud of witnesses that Dexter has joined. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hold that. Mom and Dad. And I understand from Leah and Yolanda, granddaddy, on both sides, big mama and my nana on the other side, my mother's side, and Uncle AD and Aunt Christine, he's there. And I understand from his wife, when he passed, he had a smile on his face. And I think that was my parents there. Welcome home, son.
Praise the Lord, friend.
Yeah. He fought a good fight.
Hallelujah.
He kept the faith. His mind was strong to the end. And we will be memorializing him and let everyone know when. Waiting for Leah to get here. We're following her lead. He was cremated on yesterday.
By his wishes.
By his wishes. But we are going to celebrate the life and legacy.
This is Bernice King talking about her brother, Lester King, and he died in California. So this is the King family talking about Dexter, life and death. This is Bernice and Martin Jr. is out of the country, but he will soon be back. So that's what you listen to tonight. Dr. King's son and his daughter talking about their brother.
And later. Who did so much for this legacy. And I know what I was going to say. So there's a photographer in this city, it's not free, who came up to me shortly after we sold the King papers here in this city. That was Dexter's vision and work. And he said, I just want to thank you and your family, because what you all did helped to bring value to Black history. We've understood, this person didn't say this part, but I'm saying this to y'all, we've understood intellectual property on the music and entertainment side, but most didn't understand it on the other side, creatives on the other side. So Dexter really went ahead, pioneered in this area, opening the door so that your photography has value and not devalued. That other people who are doing great work on the civil rights side. I would probably even argue that everything that T.D. Jakes is doing now is because the King family went ahead and fought some battles. In fact, if you look it up, the right of publicity, which most people don't even understand, that was established by the Georgia Supreme Court, that many states followed afterwards, like Tennessee, their right of publicity was established for the work of the King's estate and the King's center. And other people have the benefit of that. So as you are a creative in any form or fashion, just know we fought a good fight. We went out ahead of you to clear the path and the way. So it's not been about us, although people have tried to make it about us, in particular Dexter. Remember, it wasn't about profit. It was about a prophet. Dexter King was a prophet who could see well into the future.
Yes.
So I thank God for his life and his legacy, and I solicit your continued prayers as we transition to a new season. And again, I want to thank each and every one of you for being here. Thank you, media, for being here today with us. And apologize, it's not in my traditional fashion. I'm doing the best I can. But I love each and every one of you and appreciate you. And if anyone has any questions, I'll do the best I can. But I got my sides, so they'll help to protect me now. Yeah. I think they want you to do it with the mic just so that, because we're streaming, actually, so the people can hear. Thank you,
Dr. King. And your brothers, I want to ask you about, like, the pressure that you and your brothers and sister have had in your life. In his book, he said, yet the surviving family continues to be attacked for no reason except none of us, his children, turned out to be him. All of us together are him, the part that's left on this earth. Can you just talk about just, you know, the pressure that you and your brothers had to deal with, and particularly with Dexter, we talked about how the negative publicity he used to get about what he was trying to do to protect your family's image and name.
You know, I'm going to answer you this way. My mother was attacked too, by the way. But I'm going to answer it this way. She used to always say to us, one, people over and over again are going to try to re-assassinate your father. Be strong. Just know that in different ways. We see that in various sundry ways today. An effort even right now, I forget his name, trying to level a campaign against my father in the Civil Rights Act. But it's happening all around in different ways. But what my mother said to us secondly, which was most important, is that you don't have to be me. You don't have to be your father, but be your best self. And I think as these things began to happen, having that in my mind, in the front of Martin's mind, because he talked about best self, has lessened that burden. Doesn't mean it's made it easy, but it's made it manageable. So thank you for asking that question. It has been difficult, but I know I'm Bernice. I have my own unique gifts and talents and my own place in this legacy. As many people would ask, what is your legacy? I tell them, look, I don't have to discover a legacy. I was born into a legacy. We were born into a legacy. And we each have a defined role to carry forward that legacy. Imagine if all of us just went off in another direction. Who Dr. King is today in the world, someone that people are still intrigued by, someone who people still look to for guidance and leadership, although he's not physically here, all of that is because of Coretta Scott King and all of our efforts, because we've all had to play a role in that. And we recognize how important that legacy is to the world. And so the sacrifice that we saw with my mother, the dignity with which she handled herself when we took our leave. My mother used to say, I don't identify every response. In other words, I don't feel the pressure to have to answer everything. And so even as I lead my life and have led my life, I've always kept that in mind. How would mother or would mother respond to that criticism? Is that one worth stopping for? If you remember the letter from the Birmingham jail, Dad said, I received so much of criticism. I stopped to answer all of that. I would have to stop the good work I'm doing. As a preacher, Nehemiah said, I got
got to stay on this wall. Why should I come down to meet with you? Because I got to finish this wall. So we all have an assignment to finish the work. And so each one of us understand that we're not, I'm not Martin Luther King. I don't want to be Martin Luther King. I'm not Carissa King. I don't want to be Carissa King. We have attributes, as you said. And, you know, we operate in that fashion. So thank you for asking that question, Mary.
Dr. King, Maria Boynton, representing Odyssey, Atlanta, V103, WAOK 929, the Gang and Star 94. And first and foremost, we offer our utmost sympathies to you and the King family. You have given so much your family has to the world. When it comes to Dexter, how much did he pour of himself into the video that we saw earlier? And also, how do you want us to remember him? You have your childhood memories, you being the tomboy following after Dexter. How do you want us to remember him?
So, I mean, he poured all of himself into it. You know, he was a part of putting the collection of artists together. And we saw Whitney, and there was some Curtis Blow. I just saw Curtis's post on IG on the gram, and, you know, it was just wonderful. And I actually commented on it because of his work in it and so many others. It was kind of like the We Are the World. I got to get from this chick. It's kind of sliding. So, yeah, he put his creativity into it. And so, you know, I guess I would say, obviously, all leaders are visionary, but, you know, I want people to see Dexter as an innovative, creative leader who was very fierce and focused on ensuring that the legacy of my father is protected and preserved in the right manner, because that's a lot. I mean, you're not just talking about, you know, papers, but you're also talking about, you know, ensuring that people don't just prostitute it. Now, can you do all of that in the wrong way? Can you do all of that, you know? Louis Vuitton has to contend with black markets. People contend with that. But at the major level, right, yeah, right, at the major level, making sure that daddy is represented in a new world. You know, he wanted to bring it all into this new world of technology, you know, and digitization. And so I'd like people to see him as the one who was at the forefront of that, and kind of waking us up to it. You know, this is where, you know, he used to tell us that the new real estate is intellectual property. And we were like, what you talking about? He said, the new real estate is intellectual property. He drove that in our head. So, yes, I would see, you know, a cutting-edge, innovative, dedicated, determined leader and advancer of the legacy in this new world of technology. No, we haven't seen the manifestation yet. As I said, it is coming.
Reverend Dr. Bernice King.
Carrie, good to see you.
So good to see you. I hate the circumstance.
Me too.
For all that you and your family have done, been through, we thank you for all of your hard work, Eric King family. Want to talk to you about prostate cancer. As we know, number one killer of black men, and when black men are usually diagnosed, their lifespan is a lot shorter than other people diagnosed. What would you like to say to other black men who are out there who may be diagnosed with breast cancer, with prostate cancer, or have not been tested for it and may have some symptoms? What can Dexter's legacy do to help men today?
Well, I think what's important for our men is don't be afraid to do what you need to do to take care of yourself, your health. And Dexter did that. Some of you know Dexter was a vegan, has been away for 30 years, and was pushing all of us in that direction. In fact, my mother ended up becoming a vegan because of that, and we are much more holistic in our approach to health and wellness. So, you know, the first thing is to my black brothers, you know, you're a treasure. And we want you to take care of yourself. It's not macho to not do that, you know. The alpha energy requires that you do that. And so that would be the first thing that I would say. And then I would say to the women that are by their side, whether it's a wife, a girlfriend, a mate, a daughter, you know, a sister, you know, let's push our brothers gently. Maybe you have to go and take them and say, hey, at this age you need to do this, at this age you need to do this, at this age you need to do this. But more importantly, with all of these things, as you know, in the black community overall, we've got to do a better job of disseminating and educating with all of these different health challenges. We've obviously done a much better job with breast cancer. But these cancers are ferocious. What they do to you is, you know, unforgivable almost. But I think we should get past it. But, you know, not to dwell on it because we're all going to go some way. You still have to take care of yourself, you know. Dexter took care of himself. Let me just say that. There was nothing that he did that created this that I believe. God, mysterious, the universe moves in mysterious ways. There's some things that get out of our control. But the things that are in our control is what I'm talking about. Don't ignore that. Do your part. But the beauty of it is, and what I said in the beginning, we started for 3.5 years. And that's what's important, you know, that he was able to fight. And I think he almost conquered it one time and, it, you know, it returned. So I don't question God. I don't question the process. I don't think there was anything that he necessarily did wrong in terms of, you know, his health and wellness. But I will say that it's important that my brothers really take care of themselves and start going to the doctors in your 20s, 30s, 40s. Don't wait till you come from.
Hello, I'm Valencia Jones with Channel 69, that's Atlanta 69, WUPA TV. And my question is, if Dexter was here today, what would he have to say to his family and to everyone?
You're asking me a question that's pretty deep.
Folks, if you're going to win re-election, I need you by my side from the very start. Whatever you're able to chip in, even if it's just a buck or two, will have a huge impact on our campaign. This might just be our hardest fight yet. Will you make a donation and stand with Colin and me? Mean the world to us.
The only way to really vindicate all of these stories or rule them out is to bring them into an official forum, a court of law, where witnesses can be cross-examined.
Elaine Fly was at Dr. King's grave site. Coretta, before she passed, Dexter Martin Jr., and also...
We're trying to work it out in the spirit of nonviolence behind closed doors.
Despite harsh words in the months that followed this press conference, Dexter King was good for his word. Through mediation and negotiation, the tenets under which the King Center was founded, King and the U.S. Park Service finally reached a tentative understanding that could end their bitter feud.
Whether we agree with each other or not, we have to respect one another. And that's really what this was all about from the beginning, was respect. In good faith, we wanted to allow this to happen because of people being affected, especially the kids.
At a meeting today with Park Service officials, both sides agreed to have the Park Service resume giving tours of the King birth home.
And Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. himself, by being a very vigorous young
person. The free tours were the first casualty of the feud. The King Center took them over but had to charge the public in order to cover costs.
We invited the Park Service here to talk with them about how we move forward resolving our differences, mainly the fact that we can coexist.
According to an article in the Wall Street Journal, licensing activities of Elvis brings in some $15 million yearly to the Presley estate. Dexter King, now president and CEO of the King Center, is said to have met twice recently with Presley executives seeking marketing advice. Vanessa Hightower is taking her son to the King Center for King Week activities. She's worried about all the talk over dollars.
That's part of the problem, is merchandising Dr. King opposed to really bringing out what he stood for, opposed to really doing it for the community and not necessarily for the dollar.
Licensing experts say rights held by the King estate could bring up to $1 million a year. A new company, Intellectual Properties Management, is now overseeing licensing and marketing for the estate. For those interested,
if you are calling to request permission to use the name, image, likeness, words, or recorded voice of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., you must submit your request in writing.
Despite the changes and the feud, Dexter King is vehement about the center's motivation.
Once and for all, for the record, the King family will not make any money from the revenues earned by anything developed in the historic site. We are proposing a totally nonprofit facility. All revenues will go to operate the King Center Supporters Program and establish the King's 21st Century Fund, which will help provide housing for the homeless and other needed community projects.
The King family is said to want to build an interactive museum as a way to make sure that Dr. King's legacy is imprinted in the minds of our younger generation, to a generation which strives on interactive technology, music, and video. The message of the dreamer will be remembered regardless. Nina Jimenez, 11 News.
Never, not even for a moment, has personal enrichment been a motive for me or my children. There have been differences of opinion about what the King Center should be doing since it was founded, but we have been faithful to our stated mission of promoting nonviolence in the struggle against poverty, racism, war, and violence.
The Atlanta Constitution's chief disappointment is that my brother and sisters and I are not our father's clones. Then please show me what other great figure in history was equaled or bettered by his children. If Jesse Jackson can't fill Martin's shoes, if Andy Young, Joe Lowry, John Lewis, and Julian Bond, Ralph Abernathy, C.T. Vivian, Jose R. Williams all rolled into one can't fill Martin's shoes, then how can anyone expect me to fill his shoes?
Because of the evidence and the information that came out in Memphis, we believe that this case is over.
As you can imagine,
in just a few clicks.
And thank you for joining us for our second half hour of The Factor Uncensored tonight. The family of civil rights leader Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. is in mourning. His youngest son, Dexter King, died today after a battle with prostate cancer. He died at a home in Malibu, his home in Malibu, California. 62 years old. Tonight, Atlanta City Councilman Michael Bond reflects on King's legacy. Here's Fox's Christopher King.
First, it was just shock and disbelief.
His heart is heavy,
Very sad. I'm very shocked by it.
The man, Councilman Michael Julian Bond, knew since he was a boy, is now gone.
So we knew that he was, you know, had a health challenge, but obviously did not know that it was as serious as it turned out to be.
The family of Dexter King on Monday announced he passed away from prostate cancer at the age of 62.
He was just a, you know, a great guy. He had a warm personality.
Bond grew up just two houses down from the home of Martin Luther King Jr. and Coretta Scott King. Bond and Dexter were childhood friends.
Just ripping and running in the street, literally playing football in the street on the asphalt, you know, riding bikes, riding skateboards, you know, playing all day.
The third child of the Kings, Dexter had enormous shoes to fill and a towering legacy to live up to here in the birth city of one of the giants of world history.
Can you imagine in your whole life everybody judging everything you do? Saying, are you doing, you know, your daddy would do it this way or your mama would do it this way. You know, anyone that's had a, that's a child of a famous parent suffers from that. He really grappled with his, with the legacy that he had to carry in his life. And he succeeded, ultimately, by being true to himself.
While we lost one of our kings.
Sympathy and support on Monday night poured in for the King family. Jonas Abraha brought his 8-year-old daughter, Armana, and 7-year-old son, Adele, to the King Center when they heard of Dexter's passing.
Okay, we got to go pay our respects.
It feels pretty sad. He's important.
The death of Dexter King also places a spotlight on prostate cancer. One of my next guests is in the middle of his own battle with the disease. He was told by doctors he had 18 months to live. He says, this is not something you should wait on. And joining us now on The Factor Uncensored to talk about the death of Dexter King, who was 62 years old from prostate cancer, the youngest son of Dr. Martin Luther King, we have with us Dr. Donish Ali at Arch Point Pain Institute, and we have Dwayne Charleston, who's been on The Factor many times before, and he also told us on The Factor he was dealing with prostate cancer, and I think you said last March you were given 18 months to live, but you've been able to get into some trials. Tell us how difficult it has been on your life to be diagnosed with prostate cancer, to be at stage 4 and to hear about Dexter King.
Yeah, well, I'm like so many men and women who just never think that cancer can happen to them. So I was diagnosed with, and I was scared, I was horrified, but then I began, I quickly learned that there are ways that you can control it and you can manage it at like a chronic disease. But after about 7 years, right around 2019 or so, mine became hormone refractory, meaning it no longer was no longer cared about the treatment that I was getting for hormone therapy. And so then I had to go to things like chemotherapy or things that are radiation. And most of the things that are available to me with stage 4 prostate cancer are experimental, or they're not paid for by insurance, or you have to go overseas to get them. And so it's been very difficult. And every time my PSA rises, it's going as high as 245, which for brothers who understand and sisters who understand prostate cancer, that's almost off the charts. It's quite high. But then it started coming down, and then I stopped responding. Then it goes back up. Now it's going back up. And, you know, I was fortunate now to get into a clinical trial here in Houston that hopefully I'll be starting the 1st of February. It's really difficult. It's emotional. Every time you see something about cancer, every time you hear about Lloyd Austin, every time you hear this, read this thing about Dexter, you know, King, it's a reality check that we've got to stay healthy, we've got to eat right, we've got to educate ourselves, we've got to get in clinical trials, we have to share our stories, we have to pray, whatever it is we need to do to stay healthy, but we cannot sit idly by. I was so upset. I've been so upset at myself for so many years for sitting by idly and not doing anything about my health. And now I'm in my 15th year, and it's just painful. You know, it's painful to have to wake up every morning, every waking hour, to wonder when is this thing going to come to an end, or is God going to heal me, or am I going to be healed? Will I live for another year? Will I live for another 20 years, 30 years? It's consumed in those thoughts. But I've managed to do pretty good, I think, in terms of my diet and working out, and staying focused and trying at the same time to be an advocate for others as people have advocated for me.
Let's bring in Dr. Danish Ali from Orange Point Pain Institute. Dr. Ali, it's hard hearing that from someone who's going through it, someone who's been given a timeline, an endpoint timeline on their life. Your thoughts about this and how important it is to get this screening done, and when should you get it done?
That's correct, Dr. Yeah, very, you know, devastating to hear all this. I know you've been through a lot. I appreciate you sharing this story as well. And I hope that it, you know, brings to the attention of men and women to get some of these screening and some of these tests done. Because as you said, you know, it's so important to catch this early on. You have been in this journey for an extended period of time, I think partly because of the fact that you were able to catch this early on. You've been able to help decrease the number of the PSA, and also by doing all these chemos and radiation and all these things, you've been able to help take that cancer and make sure that it shrinks and make sure that it stays at bay for as long as possible. As you said, unfortunately, when it becomes stage four, it has metastasized, it has spread to other parts of the body, and when it does that, it's often difficult to treat. And so, though I understand that timeline can be quite devastating to hear, I think you definitely help yourself significantly by everything that you've done, by eating healthy, you know, looking into all the other options, and also being a part of these trials. And so I applaud you for all that. And the big thing that, you know, takeaway is to get screening tests done early, and then also to be mindful of these things and to get treated as well, right? A lot of people go without getting treatment and without going and seeing their doctors for an extended period of time where they could have been under treatment. Specifically, some of these newer things that are out there, as you know, there's clinical research that needs to be done on these, and it's people like yourself that volunteer and really help forward the advancements of science.
We'll have more after the break. Stay with us. We'll be right back. Factor Uncensored. We continue our discussion about prostate cancer awareness in the wake of the death of Dexter King, the son of civil rights leader Dr. Martin Luther King, the legend we all know. Now, according to Dr. Danish Ali, there are different signs anyone can look out for, but the bottom line is to take those visits to the doctor seriously.
Really takes the toll on your mental health as well. And so getting checked off and checked by a mental health specialist is so important. I think, you know, having a good folks that you can talk with, share your story to, all of these things that you're doing are so important, and I applaud you for all that.
And Dr. Ali, once again, for those who are wondering, are there any signs of it that they can look forward to if they feel like they need to go get that test, they need to go get a checkup? Are there any signs that you see in advance?
Yeah, this should be built in into your normal blood work. You should be talking to your primary care doctor. The signs and symptoms that we're looking for are frequent urination, difficulty urinating, urinating multiple times consistently, or dribbling urine. A lot of these urinary symptoms that we see, sometimes it can even present as back pain. Sometimes it may be very discreet in its presentation. And so that's why as we age, we should be going to our primary care doctor so they can do some of these baseline testing to make sure that we're not falling victim to some of these cancers. Again, prostate cancer, unfortunately, persists its symptoms later on, and its progression is often advanced by the time that you have any sort of symptoms. And therefore, if you have any history of it, any family history, or some of the symptoms that we've talked about, it's very important to get checked by your primary care doctor.
All right, Dwayne, thank you for sharing your story with us here on The Factor Uncensored. I'm sure you helped a lot of people out there today by sharing what you have gone through and the difficulty and the hope that you still have. And Dr. Ali, of course, always good to see you here on The Factor. Thank you both tonight.
Tonight at 11, we remember the life of Dexter Scott King, the youngest son of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. and Coretta Scott King. The 63-year-old died peacefully in his sleep today following a battle with prostate cancer. Tonight, his loss being felt across the nation, with many remembering him as a kind and creative soul.
Absolutely. So his family says that he battled the disease until the end. As with all the challenges in his life, they say he faced the hurdle with bravery and might.
The Atlanta Constitution's chief disappointment is that my brother and sisters and I are not our father's clones.
Dexter King dedicated his life to pushing forward the profound legacy of his father, Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Shoes he admitted were too immense for him and his siblings to fill.
Then please show me what other great figure in history was equaled or bettered by his children. Then how can anyone expect me to fill his shoes?
Dexter, the youngest child and second son of the legendary civil rights leader, was a Morehouse alum, named after the Dexter Avenue Baptist Church in Montgomery, Alabama, where his father once served as pastor. He was just 7 years old when his father was assassinated in 1968. Years later, Dexter even spoke one-on-one with his father's convicted killer, James Earl Ray.
Because of the evidence and the information that came out in Memphis, we believe that this case is over.
Dexter was an advocate for civil rights, promoting the idea that love and unity can overcome hatred and division.
We were trying to work it out in the spirit of nonviolence behind closed doors.
Dexter was the longtime chairman of the King Center and president of the King Estate, protecting his family's image and legacy. His family says he passed away peacefully in his sleep Monday morning after a battle with prostate cancer. He was just 62 years old. By the way, many Georgia leaders and organizations are sending their condolences to the King family tonight. Atlanta Mayor Andre Dickens writing, quote, Dexter held various titles, Morehouse man, humanitarian, civil rights activist, and even actor. But above all, he was a devoted family man. And the Georgia and Atlanta NAACP also reflecting on his legacy, writing his tireless efforts to promote social justice, civil rights, and community development have left an indelible mark on our nation.
Tonight at 11, we remember the life of Dexter Scott King, the youngest son of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. and Coretta Scott King. The 63-year-old died peacefully in his sleep today following a battle with prostate cancer. Tonight, his loss being felt across the nation, with many remembering him as a kind and creative soul.
Absolutely. So his family says that he battled the disease until the end. As with all the challenges in his life, they say he faced the hurdle with bravery and might.
The Atlanta Constitution's chief disappointment is that my brother and sisters and I are not our father's clones.
Dexter King dedicated his life to pushing forward the profound legacy of his father, Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Shoes he admitted were too immense for him and his siblings to fill.
Then please show me what other great figure in history was equaled or bettered by his children. Then how can anyone expect me to fill his shoes?
Dexter, the youngest child and second son of the legendary civil rights leader, was a Morehouse alum, named after the Dexter Avenue Baptist Church in Montgomery, Alabama, where his father once served as pastor. He was just 7 years old when his father was assassinated in 1968. Years later, Dexter even spoke one-on-one with his father's convicted killer, James Earl Ray.
Because of the evidence and the information that came out in Memphis, we believe that this case is over.
Dexter was an advocate for civil rights, promoting the idea that love and unity can overcome hatred and division.
We were trying to work it out in the spirit of nonviolence behind closed doors.
Dexter was the longtime chairman of the King Center and president of the King Estate, protecting his family's image and legacy. His family says he passed away peacefully in his sleep Monday morning after a battle with prostate cancer. He was just 62 years old.
By the way, many Georgia leaders and organizations are sending their condolences to the King family tonight. Atlanta Mayor Andre Dickens writing, quote, Dexter held various titles, Morehouse man, humanitarian, civil rights activist, and even actor. But above all, he was a devoted family man. And the Georgia and Atlanta NAACP also reflecting on his legacy, writing his tireless efforts to promote social justice, civil rights, and community development have left an indelible mark on our nation.
Six reasons you need to get your pet official ESA approved. With support.
Hold on a minute. Did we hear that right?
Remembering the life of Dexter Scott King. He was the son of civil rights leader Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. and Coretta Scott King.
The family says he died today in his sleep at 62 years old after a battle with prostate cancer. 11 Live's Molly Oak is live this evening outside of the King Center as statements of remembrance of the King family member continue to come in. Molly?
And one of those statements came from a church in Alabama. It's actually the church that Dexter was named after, one where his father served as the pastor. It called him a beautiful, talented, and kind soul, a person who continued his parents' legacy while also establishing a legacy of his own. You know, we talked about an Atlanta council member who really understands the weight of a legacy like that. He says that he and Dexter shared a special bond because his father was also a civil rights activist. Living a life honoring a legacy.
If Jesse Jackson can't fill Martin's shoes, if Andy Young, Joe Lowry, John Lewis, and Julian Bond, Ralph Abernathy, C.T. Vivian, Jose Earl Williams all rolled into one can't fill Mark's shoes, then how can anyone expect me to fill his shoes?
Dexter Scott King's words emulate the emotions of the son of one of the men mentioned.
There's an understanding there because it is a unique experience that most people don't have, having the world scrutinize you because of who your parents are. Having the world project expectations upon you based upon who your parents are.
Atlanta City Council member Michael Julian Bond joked he and Dexter called each other civil rights cousins, saying his father, Julian Bond, found a mentor in Dexter's dad, Dr. Martin Luther King Jr.
You know, when we moved on to Sunset Avenue, largely because the Kings were living there, that's what my father was living. We wanted to be close to them. He felt a real kinship close to them.
The two grew up just a couple houses away from each other.
We grew up playing together, playing football, running in the alleyway.
As Bond remembers the man with the creative mind and spirit.
Aside from that, Dexter was a great guy. He was just a great person. And those who knew him loved him. So he was inspirational to people.
People who will continue to remember Dexter. His life, and his legacy.
You know, his eyes were always toward the horizon. And he was just a great guy.
And we did hear from some members of the King family today. While they are asking for privacy at this time, they did send us statements saying they are devastated by the loss of their family member. Tomorrow they'll be meeting here at the King Center to remember the life of their loved one.
Flooring Decor is your one-stop shop for the best flooring and installation materials.
The resemblance was uncanny, so much so that Dexter King played the role of his late father in a 2002 television movie. The youngest son of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. moved to California with thoughts of pursuing a career in acting, but loyalty to family drew him back to Atlanta and his role protecting his father's legacy.
Dexter was a great creative mind, had a great creative spirit.
Michael Julian Bond is the son of civil rights leader Julian Bond. He grew up with Dexter King, the two of them sharing the experience of living with fathers who were both powerful and influential.
There's an understanding there because it is a unique experience that most people don't have, having the world scrutinize you. Because of who your parents are, having the world project expectations upon you.
Dexter King himself spoke of the expectations and how difficult it is for anyone to fill his father's shoes.
If Jesse Jackson can't fill Martin's shoes, if Vandy Young, Joe Lowry, John Lewis can't fill Martin's shoes, then how can anyone expect me to fill his shoes?
Dexter King did follow his famous dad to Morehouse College. His interests included music. He produced an album with Prince and Whitney Houston for the first MLK Jr. federal holiday in 1986. Family was his passion. Like his father, he promoted love and unity as a way of conquering hate. He served as chairman of the King Center and president of the King Estate. His friend, Michael Julian Bond, says Dexter King shared more than his father's looks, but also his vision.
His eyes were always toward the horizon, and he was just a great guy.
Remembering the life of Dexter Scott King, he was the son of civil rights leader Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. and Coretta Scott King.
The family says he died today in his sleep at 62 years old after a battle with prostate cancer. 11 Live's Molly Oak is live this evening outside of the King Center as statements of remembrance of the King family member continue to come in. Molly?
And one of those statements came from a church in Alabama. It's actually the church that Dexter was named after, one where his father served as the pastor. It called him a beautiful, talented, and kind soul, a person who continued his parents' legacy while also establishing a legacy of his own. You know, we talked about an Atlanta council member who really understands the weight of a legacy like that. He says that he and Dexter shared a special bond because his father was also a civil rights activist. Living a life honoring a legacy.
If Jesse Jackson can't fill Martin's shoes, if Vandy Young, Joe Lowry, John Lewis, and Julian Bond, Ralph Abernathy, C.T. Vivian, Jose R. Williams all rolled into one can't fill Mark's shoes, then how can anyone expect me to fill his shoes?
Dexter Scott King's words emulate the emotions of the son of one of the men mentioned.
There's an understanding there because it is a unique experience that most people don't have, having to work.
You put so much care into preparing your samples. The lab equipment you select reflects
tonight for the King family and our Atlanta community.
Dexter Scott King, the youngest son of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. and Coretta Scott King, has died at age 62. Dexter Scott King was a Morehouse graduate and the chairman of the Atlanta King Center.
Atlanta News First, Patrick Quinn is live tonight outside the King Center on Auburn Avenue.
And Patrick, this loss comes after the country paused to honor and remember King's father exactly a week ago today.
That's right. Last Monday was MLK Day, and 7 days later, according to his wife, Dexter Scott King died peacefully in his sleep after a battle with prostate cancer. Now, here at the King Center, his friends tell me that Dexter Scott King, he worked to carry on the legacy of his dad and make the civil rights movement more relatable. Dexter Scott King was an attorney, civil rights leader, and humanitarian.
He was always a person that had his eye on the horizon.
Atlanta City Councilmember Michael Julian Bond grew up next door to the Kings in Vine City.
Growing up, you know, a couple of houses down, we had a lot of fun. We ran through the neighborhood. We played football in the street, tackle, you know what I mean, on pavement.
Bond said Dexter was imaginative and a big thinker. Dexter King went to Frederick Douglass High School, then Morehouse College, before dedicating his life to his family estate, what pitted the King siblings against each other in a high-profile court battle. In 2016, the King siblings settled a contentious lawsuit. In a tweet, his brother Martin Luther King III just wrote, quote, "I'm deeply saddened to share that my brother Dexter Scott King has passed away. The sudden shock is devastating. It is hard to have the right words at a moment like this." For Bond, who knows all too well, carrying on your father's legacy is a tall task. Bond said that he had the challenge head on, persevering and prevailing.
And he was able to follow in the footsteps of his parents and make a way, but he was also able to do the greatest achievement for any individual, to be his authentic self.
And Michael Julian Bond, his dad, of course, is the civil rights leader, Julian Bond. Now, one of the best stories I heard from Bond today about Dexter Scott King is growing up right down the street, they would go over to the King's house, who had a riding lawnmower. Dexter was among them who Then he thought outside the box a little bit, would take that riding lawnmower off the grass, and all the brothers together, they would ride it up and down the street, he said, like a go-kart. Bond said that Dexter Scott King was a visionary. There will be an event here in the morning honoring his life. From the King Center, Patrick Quinn, Atlanta News Focus.
Patrick, thank you. This
the youngest son of Martin Luther.
We are hearing for the very first time from the King family since we learned of the passing of Dexter Scott King.
He was the youngest son of civil rights leaders, Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. and Coretta Scott King. His family says he passed at the age of 62 following a battle with prostate cancer. 11 Alive's Latasha Gibbons joining us live from outside the King Center with more.
The youngest son of late civil rights leader Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. has died. 62-year-old Dexter Scott King died at his home in Malibu after battling prostate cancer. His wife says he died peacefully in his sleep. He's the third child of Martin Luther King and Coretta Scott King. Dexter was named after Dexter Avenue Baptist Church in Montgomery, Alabama, where his father served as pastor. He was 7 years old when an assassin took his father's life. Dexter served as both the chairman of the King Center and president of the King Estate.
We are learning that Dexter Scott King, the younger son of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. and Coretta Scott King, has died. This comes after his battle with prostate cancer. The King Center in Atlanta says the 62-year-old son of the civil rights leader died earlier today at his home in California. Dexter King was serving as the King Center's chairman at the time of his death. He was named after the Dexter Avenue Baptist Church in Alabama, where his father once served as pastor. Dexter was just 7 years old when his father was assassinated in 1968. In his adult years, he focused on upholding the legacy of his father and protecting the King family's intellectual property.
Well, we have some very sad news to pass along to you tonight. You might have seen it scrolling across your TV. Dexter Scott King, the younger son of Reverend Martin Luther King Jr. and Coretta Scott King, has died after battling prostate cancer. The King Center in Atlanta says the 62-year-old son of the civil rights leader died today at his California home after battling prostate cancer. Dexter King was named for Dexter Avenue Baptist Church in Alabama, where his father once served as pastor, and he was just 7 years old when his dad was assassinated in 1968. As an adult, Dexter King focused on shepherding his father's legacy and protecting the King family's intellectual property. Dexter King was serving as the King Center's chairman at the time of his death.
Tonight, an emotional testimony to the life and legacy of Dexter Scott King, son of the legendary Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Atlanta News First, Patrick Quinn is live at 5 at the King Center tonight, where the family just spoke hours ago about the tragic loss of their brother, Patrick.
And Bernice King, she, of course, is the youngest of the King children. She gave a heartfelt send-off to Dexter Scott King. She said her older brother was often misunderstood, but he was a guardian, and he absolutely loved his family. And the event happened here earlier today at the King Center. Bernice King was joined with other family members. They said they're still making funeral arrangements and they'll have to name a new chairman at the King Center. She said all of that can wait, though. Today was about honoring his life. Dexter Scott King was a guardian of the family estate, and that at times that pitted the siblings against each other. But today, Bernice stressed all differences were set aside. She said she was a proud sister and she loved her older brother very much.
I'm going to miss it. Conversation we had, the laughs, the reminiscing, and the brilliance, and in many ways, the protection.
And Bernice King said that Dexter Scott King died in Malibu, California, with a smile on his face. She believes that was her parents saying, "Welcome home, son." From the King Center tonight, Patrick Quinn, Atlanta News First.
King just now into the newsroom, some sad news to report. Dexter Scott King, the youngest son and third child of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. and Mrs. Coretta Scott King, has died. We're told that he passed away peacefully in his sleep in his home.
home in California after a battle with prostate cancer. He was 62 years old. We'll have much more on his life and legacy ahead on 11 Alive News starting at 4 o'clock.
When your hardworking feet need hardworking skincare, that's a job for O'Keefe for Healthy Feet.
Well, today the world is remembering Dexter Scott King, the youngest son of Martin Luther King Jr., passed today after a battle with prostate cancer.
He was named after Dexter Avenue Baptist Church in Montgomery, Alabama, where his father served his first pastorate. Now, the 62-year-old was the second-born son of Dr. and Mrs. King and was only 7 years old when his father was assassinated.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Looks just like him.
Some breaking news just into our newsroom a short time ago. We have learned that Dr. Martin Luther King's son and the King Center chairman has died. This announcement coming from the King Center today. Dexter Scott King, 62 years old, the youngest son and third child of MLK and Coretta Scott King. He passed away after a long battle with prostate cancer, according to the King Center. He was at his home in Malibu when he passed. His wife, Leah Weber, said in a release from the King Center, quote, he gave it everything and battled this terrible disease until the end. As with all the challenges in his life, he faced this hurdle with bravery and might. King was the chairman of the King Center and was also president of the King Estate. Reverend Dr. Bernice King said, quote, words cannot express the heartbreak I feel from losing another sibling. I'm praying for strength to get through this very difficult time. Again, Martin Luther King Jr.'s son, King Center Chairman, Dexter Scott King, has passed away at the age of 62 after a long battle with prostate cancer. We will continue following all the breaking developments.
Thank you, Pastor Roberts, for that very, very warm introduction to the Chief Executive Officer of the King Center, Mrs. Coretta Scott King, to the Senior Vice President Treasurer, Mrs. Christine King Ferris. Thank you, Pastor Roberts, for that very, very warm introduction to the Chief Executive Officer of the King Center, Mrs. Coretta Scott King, to the Senior Vice President Treasurer, Mrs. Christine King Ferris.
The family.